This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Across the country, many of the 71.9 million people who voted for President Donald Trump, especially his loyal, passionate base, are working through turbulent emotions in the wake of his loss. Grief, anger, and shock are among the feelings expressed by supporters who assumed he would score a rock-solid victory. As White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the president seems adrift, but planning for the future.
Say he's mused about declaring another White House bid in 2024. Some believe he'll at least openly play with the idea to boost his public relevance. In the meantime, the president's largely stopped taking part in the nation's day-to-day governing, watching even more TV than usual and angrily tweeting about electoral fraud without providing evidence.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has announced the choice of his longtime advisor Ron Klain to be his White House chief of staff. Mr. Klain previously served as Biden's vice presidential chief of staff during the administration of President Barack Obama and was the official Obama put in charge of the U.S. response to the Ebola outbreak in 2014. Klain called the new appointment the honor of a lifetime. The anxieties of Britain's ruling conservatives about how Anglo-American relations may unfold under a Joe Biden administration were partly calmed midweek when President-elect Joe Biden chose to phone Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead of conversations with France's Emmanuel Macron and Germany's Angela Merkel. The two men spoke for around 25 minutes. Meanwhile, economically speaking, Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak says the British economy remains nearly 10% smaller at the end of the third quarter than it was at the end of 2019, despite growing almost 16% from July to September. This is VOA News. U.S. unemployment benefit claims declined again last week, the Labor Department reported today, but the country's recent surge in coronavirus cases poses a new threat to the world's biggest economy. The U.S. Special Representative for Iran insisted today that the pressure campaign of sanctions targeting Iran would persist into the administration of Joe Biden, even as the incoming president has pledged to potentially return America to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers.
So even if you went back to the JCPOA, and even if the Iranians were willing to return in the sense of exporting this newly enriched uranium, you would not have solved these really fundamental questions of whether the Iran is going to be permitted to violate long-term commitments it has made to the world community, to the IAEA.
Elliot Abrams, who also serves as the U.S. Special Representative to Venezuela, said sanctions targeting Iran for human rights violations, its ballistic missile program, and its regional influence would go on, that as well as continued scrutiny by United Nations inspectors and American partners in the Mideast would maintain that pressure as well, he said. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong staged the one final act of defiance in the city's legislative council today before going through the mass resignation over the dismissal of four of their colleagues. Lam Choi Ting unfurled a banner from a balcony of the chamber denouncing the chief executive Carrie Lam as the legislature gaveled into session. 15 pro-democracy lawmakers pledged to resign en masse on Wednesday, hours after four of their colleagues were disqualified by the government. The quartet's dismissal came after a Chinese legislative committee ruled that Hong Kong's government could disqualify any lawmaker believed to be a threat to national security without going through the courts. Ghana's former leader, Jerry Rawlings, has died at the age of 73. That, according to a source at the presidency on Thursday. Mr. Rawlings seized power twice in military coups, but went on to bring democratic rule to the West African country. Texas has become the first U.S. state with more than 1 million confirmed COVID cases, and California is nearing that mark as a surge of infections engulfs the country across the U.S. Over 10.3 million cases have been recorded. Cases per day are now on the rise, and deaths per day are climbing in 39. Germany's health minister is cautioning that restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus are likely to last through the winter as numbers of new infections remain high. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.